Among my seminarian friends and priest friends, I've never known to be a person with refined taste. And so some years back, when some of my priest friends introduced me to hummus, I tried some and didn't really like it very much. I thought it tasted like dirt. And in fact, I was very accurate, because the word hummus comes from the Latin word, really meaning, it's humus, meaning soil or earth or dirt. And there's another reason that I don't like hummus, is because that the word humility comes from the word hummus. And I've never been known to be a humble person. So, humility, it was said, repeated about 7 or 8 times throughout the readings this morning. And so, conduct your affairs with humility, we hear from Sirach. And the greater you are, humble yourself the more. And then in the refrain right before the gospel, that Christ was meek and humble of heart. So the virtue above all others for Christians, it really is humility. And in fact, St. Augustine talks about how all of the other virtues follow humility like little chicks following the mother hen. And so if you don't have humility, basically he's saying, and as part of our tradition, you're not going to have any of the other virtues. And it is kind of a, you know, when we look at it initially, it is kind of a distasteful virtue to seek after. But part of the reason for that is, well, part of the reason is our fallen human nature. And the other part of it is because our own ignorance regarding what humility is. So in reality, humility is nothing more than recognizing who you are and who God is. St. Catherine of Siena, she said once, "There is a God, and I am not he." So, you know, who is who, basically, when it comes down to humility? St. Augustine also says, when it comes to religion, the three most important factors for religious success are humility, humility, and humility. So, yes, and we hear it talked about a lot. So what is humility? Well, it's proper relationship, knowing who you are, the truth of who you are, not a deflated or not an inflated sense of self, and going back even to the root word of humility, humus, remember what we are made of, that God took what? Adam, he took soil, and he breathed into it. The word Adam literally means drawn from the earth, earth man, mud man. So it's about a recognizing of who we are, and it's the most important of all virtues, and it's the virtue that we really have to be the most intentional and deliberate about, because our tendency, because of our fallen human nature, is the opposite of humility, which is pride. And so we know that the first sin of Adam and Eve was what? To reject where they came from and embrace pride, right? And reject God, reject that there is a God, and I am not he. So humility, it's so important that it's at the forefront of our lives, and that we're kind of shaping our spiritual life around that virtue. Now, humility is not insecurity. It's not being sheepish. You know, sometimes you hear a person, you know, describing or observing another person say, "Oh, that person's so humble," you know, because they're, but the person really is just insecure. That's not being humble. Humble is the truth about who you are. And so that's a recognizing that we've been made in God's image, but at the same time, we're not God, and at the same time, everything that we have is a gift. That comes home the clearest probably after a sickness that we've suffered. You know, maybe it's just a few days with the flu, and we recover our health, and immediately we recognize, wow, just the feeling of health is a gift. You know, it really comes home after a kind of a suffering experience like that. So forming our faith life on the foundation of humility is really going to be the key to success. If we don't start off with humility, we're really building our house on sand. What are some of the different ways that, maybe practically speaking, that we can grow in the virtue of humility? Well, prayer is certainly right at the top, because prayer is immediately when you start to pray, you are recognizing a God and that you are not He, right? And you're speaking from creature to creator. So prayer is very important. Also, suffering, using our sufferings is a great way or means or two instrument for growing in the virtue of humility, just like I was mentioning, you know, when you're sick and then you recover. Through that suffering, you recognize that everything that you have is a gift, even your health. St. Ignatius of Loyola, I don't know if you're courageous, he offered this antidote for growing in humility. He said, humility through humiliation. He said, humiliations are one of the greatest ways to grow in humility because it kind of brings us back down to earth. It's not supposed to be a means of dejection or depression. If you are moving into dejection or depression, that's not humility, all right? In other words, it's a groundedness in the truth, and depression and dejection are not being grounded in the truth. So one spiritual writer even speaks about praying to have one humiliation each and every day, and I don't even have to pray for that. It comes to me almost immediately. And Saturday morning when I opened the paper and saw that K-State had lost to Fort Hays State or whatever, I said, it's going to be a long season. I'm going to be hearing it this weekend. But, you know, just there are lots of different opportunities, even every day, to use our little humiliations, interior humiliations, to grow in the virtue of humility, the truth of who we are, that everything that we have is gift. And so as we continue on, we might begin with praying that we would grow in humility. And even when you start doing it, when you start praying for humility, you immediately recognize the resistance that comes about inside of us. It's like, oh, I don't know if I want to pray for that. But that's a sign of kind of how far south we went because of original sin. But with the grace of God, with the Word of God, and with the Eucharist, we can certainly make progress in this foundational virtue for the Christian life.